The path of destruction of the October 2017 Northern California wildfires that destroyed thousands of homes and more than 25 wineries was indiscriminate. For example, the town of Healdsburg, California in Sonoma County was spared. But nonetheless, there's not a soul in town who was not directly affected. The most poignant tale of Healdsburg is that of community, which has forever been an intrinsic ingredient in the region's popularity since its beginnings following the 1849 gold rush. Healdsburg residents immediately responded en masse, and they continue to do so today, more than a month later, to help in every way imaginable and assist with the healing process. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Healdsburg, California, for a conversation with restaurateur Dustin Vallette and Eric Markson, who works in the hospitality industry and is a member of the Healdsburg Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. And know
they love you. Dustin Vallette, it's a real special, powerful time in the history of Healdsburg right now. You guys are coming out of, one of the worst fires in 100 years.
Yes, sir, we are. So we had catastrophic fires about a month ago, something we haven't seen here in probably 100 years.
Personally affected you and still affects you, your friends, your neighbors. Go back in time to when it was happening, and you responded in a real memorable way.
We did. So my father, Bob Vallette, he actually flies Tanker 86 based out of Santa Rosa, the air attack bomber, so they go drop the retardant on the fires. He's been doing that for 38 years. I grew up in the industry, and my childhood was spent at the air attack base washing the airplanes. So when the whole fires broke, we snapped back to what we know best. If I was a race car driver, I'd help drive a fire truck. But I'm a chef. So what we did is we started cooking on that Monday, the day it happened. We started cooking for first responders, evacuees. We wanted a place where people could come, a refuge, and they could sit back, have a great meal, and not have to worry about all the crap of reality. We did about 300 to 400 dinners a night, and it was a blend between evacuees and people who lost their homes, along with first responders, both in Healdsburg, Geyserville, Santa Rosa, whoever needed it, wherever they needed it.
This was out of your pocket?
Absolutely.
Pretty profound.
Again, look how fortunate you are. We're sitting here talking right now in the middle of our bustling restaurant. Today's Monday. This is when most restaurants are a tenth capacity, a quarter capacity. We're sold out. We've been sold out all week. And
why?
You know, we're very fortunate to have a great following behind us. Our food doesn't suck that much.
Quite the opposite.
We have some amazing wines. And, I mean, I really think that, you know, we're a canvas for farmers. We're a canvas for artisans. We're a canvas for people to come in and really showcase their craft. We have farmers that grow the best carrots, the best vegetables in the world. We have farmers that grow this amazing lamb. And we have amazing winemakers and vintners. And this is a sense of community. This right here is literally a canvas for artisans, as I tell people all the time.
Well, and you're an artist yourself back in the kitchen and the things you make. Yeah, because you transmute it into the finished product.
Well, you can't see it over the radio, but I'm a very trim 260 pounds. I love food. So that's the whole idea. I mean, food is a sense of coming together. Food is a sense of camaraderie. This is community. This is community at its best, at its finest.
Talk to us a little bit about moving forward post-fire in the county, in the area.
So that's the thing we want people to know is there was fires up here. It was catastrophic. What got burned, unfortunately, were people's homes. There's only, I think, two wineries in Sonoma County that had any fire damage. And the beauty that is Sonoma County is still here. Healdsburg was never touched. And it is horrible and sad to say, but what got damaged was people's homes. But people are welcome to come to Sonoma County. We had, most restaurants and most businesses are down right now. So we always say is please come support us, support Sonoma County and buy our wines and buy our food and stay in our hotel and bike on our bike paths. But come back, see who we are. And we're a community with open arms. We want to embrace people. We want them to have a place of, you know, relaxation, a place they can come and, again, escape from the woes of reality.
Talk a little bit more visual terms about what the county, what the area is like now, because I've been here for 2 days, came in on 101, and I'm still trying to find where the fire destruction is. You know, in my time around Healdsburg, it didn't come here.
We're very blessed to have that. You're absolutely correct. There is fires, again, a little south of here, but where the fires happened were residential areas, again, very unfortunately, and a lot up in Geyserville, up in the brush called the Chemise Brush, which is that's not a bad thing to be lost up there. The homes is very unfortunate. Like I said, you know, firefighters work very diligently to protect those. Some of the areas up in the geysers is just, you know, is forest land, which there was no trees, it's all brush, and that's not that bad a loss. Vineyards up here, you'll see, are a fantastic fire break. The fire comes to, hits the vineyard, there's nothing there to burn. So especially when it happened a month ago, it was still in full vegetation. So a lot of the leaves had about a lot of water to them, and the vineyards had a lot of water being pumped onto them. So you really didn't see a whole lot of vineyards. A lot of the beauty of Sonoma County wasn't really affected. Again, it was more the outskirts, the areas that are not traveled by tourists.
So let's talk a little bit more in depth about, this is a month plus after the fire. And like you said earlier, there are businesses that are having a tough time, that have had to lay off employees. And how do you turn that misperception of the reality here around?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing is enlightenment, understanding, seeing. This show you're doing right now, you know, this can go out to millions of viewers and subscribers, and they're going to hear about what we're saying. They're going to hear about who we are. They can say, you know, maybe instead of going to, you know, Santa Cruz, or maybe take a drive out north, maybe instead of going to Idaho, you fly out here to California and support it. Same thing that I was just in New Orleans, you know, right after all the big hurricanes there, you know, we want to support them. We want to bring back, so many people are based off tourism. And the day, look at our restaurant. You know, if our restaurant wasn't busy right now, we wouldn't be buying cheese. And if we're not buying cheese, my cheesemaker is not going to make cheese. And if she doesn't make cheese, well, then we don't need the driver to drive the cheese. And if you don't need the driver, well, the driver who gets a cup of coffee on his way up here isn't going to get coffee. Then the barista is not going to need a job. And the barista isn't going to go buy shoes. And if you don't buy shoes, the person who owns a shoe store isn't going to be able to go out and hire more people. It's all cyclical. This is a big circle. And we just say, hey, you know, it's horrible what happened, but Sonoma County is open. We're open arms. Come back, help support us, and let's move forward.
Throughout the whole period of the active fires, how many meals do you think you donated?
That's a fantastic question. We were doing around 300 to 400 a day. First day was about 100, 75 to 100, and then after that, we went about 300 to 400. So, I don't know, we never counted, you know, 2, 3,000, probably 3,000, maybe more. Again, it's what we could do. It's what we had to offer. It's what we could say, this is what we have. And everybody has their expertise. You know, you have the ability to talk to binary people right now and different entrepreneurs. We had the ability to cook food. We had the ability to help people.
And you brought the food to the firefighters?
We did. So we took the restaurant unit right now was completely broken down. We took everything off the tables. We laid out all the containers, all to-go containers, and we brought the food to all the different various stations. And it was, I slept well when the fires were done. I was here at 6 o'clock in the morning cooking, and we cooked till midnight every day. And I got two little baby girls at home and a beautiful wife, and saw them, I think, one day in those 2 weeks. And again, that's what we contribute, you know? In the worst scenarios, in the worst disasters, the best humanity really comes out.
Very touching moments.
It was soul-searching, you know? And again, you're talking about people who lost everything they owned. They had every possession gone. Our house is intact. My business is intact. The least I could do is get off my lazy ass and cook for these people and bring the people who are saving lives a sense of, you know, enjoyment.
Before we go, a moment about your physical restaurant downtown.
Yes, sir.
In Healdsburg. Tell us where it's located. And
absolutely. So our name is Valette. That's my last name. Very creative in the naming. This is my great-grandfather's bakery from back in the 40s. We were very fortunate to be able to buy it 2.5 years ago. And we opened 2.5 years ago. We're food. People always ask me what kind of food we are. God, I don't know. I was classically trained French. I worked for Thomas Keller, Michael Mina, Laurent Manrique. Worked for a lot of big chefs, trained in Italy, France, New York, San Francisco, Hawaii, Napa, everywhere. And the day, what we are, what we try to do is showcase the bounty that we have, showcase the artisans, showcase the craftsmen, and really say, look, this isn't about Dustin. It's not about me, the chef. It's about the people that put their passion, their life, and dedicate it to others. And we're just very lucky to have a canvas that we can showcase that.
That's so cool. And this really is family. I was just talking to your dad.
Yes, Pops. Yeah. 76 years old, still flies the damn tankers.
I love
76,
it.
76, will not give it up.
My hero.
Oh, mine too. And people always ask, you know, 100% my hero. When I grow up, you guys can't see this right now, but he's sitting there drinking my wine. So that's the other part I want to do when I grow up is drink my son's wine, daughter's wine. But he's my hero. And that guy, generous, huge heart, puts his life on the line to save people he's never met, to save a house. He has no idea what it is. And once the retardant's gone, he just flies away. Those are the kind of people we look at. Those are the heroes. Those are the ones we should be casting that light on. Not myself. My job is support them. those are the heroes, the first responders, the firefighters, the policemen, the people who risk their lives to help others and never met. That is what gets me fuzzy inside. That is what makes me. That's what drives me. That's what got me up every morning at 6 o'clock. It wasn't for me to go to cook. It was to make those people feel important.
And your brother, he's involved with you here at the restaurant?
My brother runs front of the house. He's the front of the house guy. I'm the back of the house guy. We have a great split.
Perfect balance.
Absolutely.
And then your dad comes in to keep an eye on you guys.
Yeah, and drink our goddamn wine.
Justin, thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And please come visit us. You can see what we're doing at valettehealesburg.com. Spelling on that is Valette, like my last name, V-A-L-E-T-T-E. Healesburg, just like the town, H-E-A-L-D-S-B-U-R-G.com. That's our website. You can see there are pictures. You got a little picture pops out there, everything we're doing. And, you know, again, it's not just about a restaurant. Come to Healesburg. Come to Sonoma County. Support us. You know, again, come up here and enjoy yourself. That's all we ask. That's what we're so lucky to be able to offer people is a sense of enjoyment, a sense of relaxation, and not have to worry about the woes of life.
Cool. Dustin Vallette, thanks for sharing.
Thank you, sir. Very nice to meet you.
You too.
Thank you.
Now let's join Eric Markson, Regional Director for Business Development at the Best Western Dry Creek Inn in Healesburg, California, and a member of the Healesburg Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors.
Tell us about Healesburg today and what you're most proud of and some of the problems that you guys are facing.
Okay, well, you can't not be proud of this town. There's a community feel. It gets continually voted as one of the best small towns of America, and there's reason for that, and I get choked up about it. It's a powerful feeling that you have. It's like everybody's on vacation. Everybody's just happy to see you. It has a very warm feeling of a town. The challenges, of course, you know, the fires that came through Sonoma County.
You have a lot of people that aren't coming because they think that you guys got charcoal too, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to overcome. I know that there are other regions that have had disasters that are going to be dealing with that also. For us, for Healesburg, the town is beautiful as ever. And for the people who come, they're going to love it like they do when they come on a regular time. So,
but you do have a challenge of getting the word out because the sensationalism of the media of these horrific fires that were consuming entire...
Well, and also the aspect now is that I have been so impressed with the healing aspect of this community, with the let's heal, let's get these people taken care of aspect of this community. And so we still are in that kind of healing phase. One thing that's going to heal the town is to have the restaurants full, have the hotels full, have... people not lose their jobs and have people have their livelihood to maintain the income and be comfortable and be able to support the community. So it is a challenging time.
I heard post-fire in the early days that literally people had to be laid off from their jobs because people just weren't showing up.
Well, that of course happens in any type of emergency, and of course, you know, with us being a FEMA hotel, our hotel was filled with first responders and evacuees. So we had a good amount of people in house, but it was because we had opened the doors to the evacuees.
Going forward, it's still a great, cool place to come to. And what are the elements, the parts of Healesburg that you would recommend and most proud to show off?
Well, we're sitting in a little tiny salumery that features some of the finest gourmet salamis and meats and homegrown pizzas. It's just this unique farm-to-table community that talks the talk and walks the walk. This is farm-to-table. And the vineyards and the wines, everything is first class. Everything is really high quality.
It's also, the owner was talking to us earlier, and his family history goes back more than 100 years here in the wine industry.
Oh, definitely so. The Sagacios and the Pasalacquas and his family have been the roots of Healesburg for many years, and they've always had that commitment to family and to good quality.
Well, thanks for sharing.
All right, my pleasure. Come see us again.
Healesburg, California. We'll see you here.